Okay, mother-daughter fashion show, charitable cause, or just another superficial sleaze fest?
Yes. No.
Well, which is it?
Hello, everybody. This is Again With This, your weekly look at a particular episode of a particular show. That show in question, Beverly Hills 90210. This episode is season one, episode six. It's called what?
Seven, Perfect Mom.
Yeah. Here are your hosts, Tara Ariano and Sarah D. Bunting.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'd like to know what's wrong with my clothes.
Well, we'll get there. This was maybe the most pickified episode yet. There's really so many offensive, wrong, bad outfits. I mean, it feels mean to pick on any one episode, especially in season one, because there's a lot of mistakes being made. But like adding the fashion show aspect does not help at all.
New
fashion show, you say?
Yes, it's a mother-daughter fashion show, Dave, as hinted in the intro. And this is the first episode that has just really the one storyline. It's like, it's just kind of fashion show from start to finish. So let's get into it. Where shall we begin?
I'm really not sure where to begin, but the mother-daughter fashion show, I feel like, was a staple of teen dramas in the 90s. I think My So-Called Life had one.
It sure did.
It's definitely a way to sort of erect, as it were, a lightning rod on mother-daughter issues, which I thought they actually did for this show a decent job.
I did too.
It's for charity, whatever. Kelly's mom, Jackie, is ostensibly running it, and Brenda is having that like love affair that all teen girls have with other people's mothers, which was the name of the My So-Called Life episode, I think.
About the same topic, yeah. It wasn't the fashion show one, but it was the one where she meets Rayanne's mother.
Yes, and is like, they just have appetizers for dinner and everything's awesome. And it's like, yeah, I kind of agree, but also Patty rules and is like my favorite character in retrospect. Yeah. Anyway, Brenda,
yeah, go ahead.
Loves Jackie and, you know, wants a mom that's more like a friend and thinks her mom's too square, and that goes about like you'd expect, especially given Brenda's rank attitude throughout the episode.
it's really stinkier than usual.
It really is.
All right, well, let's start with our first clip, which Andrea has just pitched an idea. She wants to get someone on this story for The Blaze. Why she's doing this 3 days in advance, I'm not so sure. She's such a hotshot editor, she should maybe be more organized. And Brandon's like, why don't you write about it? Because you could be in it. And she's like, And that's clip number two.
Are you out of your mind?
What are you getting so flustered about, huh? It'd be good for you to let down your hair, take off your glasses, wear some kind of stylish, huh?
What's wrong with my clothes?
Nothing. I just thought it would be fun for you, that's all.
Yeah, well, maybe for somebody whose mother lives in Beverly Hills, Brandon. But I can't bring my mom to this. I mean, it's one thing for me to lie about where I live. It's a whole other thing for her, too.
That's right. I didn't even think about the mom thing.
Yeah, well, you're not thinking, period.
Wait a minute. Why don't you just say your mom's sick and go with my mom?
That's a terrible idea.
Is everything all right out here?
Who would like to do a piece for Jim Morrison, Dead Legends of Rock and Roll Con?
That's the reason that clip goes so long.
I was like, why is this clip still going on?
That's why.
Something, 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 wire. No,
Jim. Yeah, the best part is like she comes back in to pitch this and everyone's hands shoot up like, oh God, early 90s, shut up. But Andrea is at the polar opposite of excitement about this event from Andrea is David, and that's the disgusting clip number three.
This camera is the eyes of West Beverly High, Scott. It goes anywhere and everywhere, anytime, any place, whatever it takes.
What are you talking about?
A truly behind-the-scenes look at Kelly Taylor this weekend.
Get over it. You will never get in that dress again.
Watch me.
But what do you think she'll do when you get in there?
I think she'll get off on it.
Oh. So disgusting.
It's just so...
yes. I don't know why he thinks that.
It does set up a nice moment between them later, which we will get to, but
that's
yeah.
true. So then we cut back to the Walsh house where, before this, I didn't clip anything from it, but Brenda and Kelly have gone over to Kelly's house where Jackie is lounging by the pool in a beige, like buckskin fringed bikini. Having margaritas or something with her friend Nina and talking about how what a great place she's in because she's dating this guy Don, and so everything's awesome, and this is her first time meeting Brenda, and Brenda's all starstruck, like you said, and she calls her a knockout, and that's all Brenda ever wants to hear. So when she goes home for dinner, it is awkward, and that's clip number 4.
I think I'm gonna have some microwave popcorn for dinner tonight.
Oh, you will not.
Well, that's what Kelly's having.
Well, then I feel sorry for her. Doesn't her mother cook?
I kind of doubt it.
Seriously?
I love that Cindy is so hilariously aghast at the idea that a mother might not cook.
Meanwhile, I believe the casserole in the foreground, I mean, she's brought approximately a million of these 9x13 Pyrex casserole dishes into various rooms over the course of the series. But that yep. one, apparently it's Chicken Diablo. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it. Yes. Wow. Yep. Unappealing.
I also skipped over, but there's clips on the show page, Jackie's date outfit for when she goes out with Don, which is a total Whitesnake video dancer affair, like a very short black leather mini and a black leather bustier and a black belt with like heart metal things on the back. It's really.
And even Kelly is like, please tell me you're wearing a jacket.
I know.
Over that. And Kelly actually, in the scene when she introduces Brenda, I think I clipped this photo and I don't know if you used it and you don't have to, but mm-hmm. I was like, I don't hate this.
No,
it's
she
like
looks
a
really
high
cute.
Low dress with some booths that look properly broken in and like maybe they belong to Jenny Garth. I was like, I don't totally hate that.
Yeah.
The headband gotta go, but
yeah, no, it's good. It's like a little sleeveless shmata and cowboy boots. Good combo. And really highlighting how much worse Jackie looks, especially since she's minimum in her 40s in this scene, and this is not appropriate attire for anybody's mother. Sorry, moms. Anyway, then Kelly waits up all night for Jackie to come home from her date, which did not go well. And that's our next clip. Number 5.
Kelly, get up here. Did you dump this?
No.
I demand an explanation.
You said that you stopped.
Don't you tell me what I should or should not be doing. I am a grown woman, and I will not have my 16-year-old daughter play cop in my own house.
Mom, I think you should call your sponsor.
Oh, well, thanks for the advice, little Miss AA.
I was just trying to help.
Then please just do those 3 tiny favors for me so I can rest up and be my gracious, witty self for all of your friends at the luncheon tomorrow. Other mothers volunteer their time like I do.
How many indeed?
Nobody does it quite like you, Jackie. I'd also like to know, like, if you and Don, here's the setup. Mm-hmm. She's all like, whatever, rode hard and put away, despairing.
She looks so brutal.
Yeah. Well done, makeup department.
Yeah.
So apparently she's, I guess, supposed to be drunk and or coked out. Mm-hmm. She's told Kelly to cancel all her Beverly Hillsy things like tennis and her hair appointment. Mm-hmm. But like she says she and Don, the new suitor who didn't work out, broke up last night. It's first thing in the morning. Like, were you just driving around to bars?
Yeah. Crying.
Yeah. Like there's a few times when she's obviously been driving drunk, and surprisingly for the show, that point is never raised. It's just that she's like embarrassing and unpredictable and treats Kelly like a friend instead of a child, mm-hmm. which fine, but also don't drink and drive.
Yeah. Meanwhile, over at the Walsh house, Brenda has her own problems, to wit, high waist Levi 501s with enormous rips under both butt cheeks. And Cindy is not thrilled about her going to school looking like this in clip number 6.
Honey, don't you have something that's a little nicer to wear?
Mother, this is nice. No, Kelly's mom has such a great sense of fashion. Did I ever tell you that she used to be a model?
About 50 times.
Why do you dislike her so much?
Honey, I don't even know her. But from what you've described, I suspect we don't have a lot in common.
You are so judgmental.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that we're different.
But you're saying that your different is better than her different, aren't you?
Why are you picking a fight with me?
Look, I am not fighting. It's just that, you know, you are so close-minded. We moved to a new city, and just because people don't eat dinner right at 6 o'clock and because they wear expensive clothes and drive nice cars, you think there's something wrong with them.
I'm not fighting. All right. Take your voice down 7
decibels. Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. And then as Brenda leaves the scene pouting, we get Sarah's new ringtone, clip number 7.
Take a muffin!
No!
That no? What are you, 2 years old?
No, I know.
Take a muffin!
My mother would have been like, no. You're getting a muffin in the form of my
ass.
Fist.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Brenda's the worst. So at school, Andrea has softened on Brandon's idea like she always does and decides that maybe she will let him ask Cindy if she can accompany Cindy and Brenda in the fashion show. And there's also this detail where Brandon's like, 6 o'clock, okay, which I, in my notes, I was like, how about just bring her home from school with you? You know she doesn't have a car. She has to take like 17 buses. She's just going to hang around at school until she walks over to Brandon's house, whatever. But meanwhile, Kelly wants to know if they can switch things up after school, and that's clip number 8.
So do you care if we hang out at your house today?
Why? It's such a drag compared to yours.
My mom's kind of getting on my nerves.
Kelly, your mom is so cool. You have nothing to think about.
But you're not her daughter.
Yeah, well, sometimes I wish I was.
It would be great to have a mom that's more like a friend.
Yeah, it has its moments. And not just any friend. A friend who loves clothes and buys them for you because she knows how important they are to you. Who you can talk to about guys and not have to leave out any of the good parts. Who treats you like an equal. Kelly, I don't think you know how lucky you really are.
Well, maybe it looks that way. But sometimes it can be tough. I mean, I have problems that you don't have to worry about.
Like what? So many clothes, so little time.
Yeah.
Great. Sensitive, Brenda.
Seriously.
Great friending. Good job.
Yeah. Way to listen to what she's not saying or ask interesting and interested follow-up questions. But I also have to say, I don't hate Kelly's outfit in this scene either. Is that crazy? She's in like a black long-sleeved leotard and those kind of pants that she's wearing, maybe not that print, but that style has definitely come back, like the silky sort of pajama panty flowy pants.
Uh-huh.
She looks all right.
Yeah. No, she should. They should go all the way down to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a medium heel.
Yeah.
But for 1990 and for Kelly, who they tended to dress like she had little twig legs, which, and this is totally okay, but you got to dress your body.
Yep.
Anyway, the good look for her. She actually had a good episode, except for the running in a strapless dress, which we'll get to.
Yeah, and also especially sitting next to Brenda in her, like, crisscross halter top and, again, still the jeans with the huge rips under her ass cheeks, really showing her herself well in comparison. So everyone ends up back at the Walsh's for dinner, not just Kelly, but also Andrea. And Kelly has some constructive criticism, which Cindy hilariously takes in clip number 9.
It's wonderful. You're a terrific cook, Ms. Walsh.
Oh, thank you.
You hear that, Brenda?
You know, you should try using fresh oregano in the sauce next time. It'd be really killer.
Thank you, Kelly. I'll take that into consideration.
The look that Cindy gives her is like the most hilarious Minnesota nice grin, too.
Totally. Although, it's not bad advice.
No, it's not. But, I mean, in the early 90s, like, I don't know, my mom wasn't cooking with fresh herbs either. Maybe my
Oh,
mom
no,
was.
Mine either.
But I also love how Andrea, like, calls her Ms. Walsh. It's so great. It's a very funny character note to me. And then things get super duper awkward in clip number 10.
Mom, I wanted to ask you something, and I wanted Brenda to be here because it kind of affects her, too.
Oh, what's that?
Well, see, Andrea's writing this first-person account for the paper about the mother-daughter fashion show tomorrow, but her mother has to work, right?
Right, and so Brandon thought that maybe I could join you and Brenda tomorrow, if you don't mind.
Wait a second. What mother-daughter fashion show?
Oh, you know, the charity thing. Didn't you tell her?
First I've heard of it. What about you, Kelly? Are you going with your mother?
Well, my mom's kind of the chairperson of the event.
I see.
Oh.
Brenda, why didn't you tell us?
I guess I forgot.
Look, it's okay. It wasn't a great idea for a story anyway.
Oh, no, Andrea, I'd love to have you join us. In fact, I insist.
In fact, you're my new daughter. Welcome
Seriously.
To the family. Okay, I have a lot of logistical questions, but please, you go first.
I don't think I really realized until listening to the clip again, which I like couldn't even look at it while it was playing while doing my prep because mm-hmm. it's so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure most teenage girls, even if it was inadvertent, pulled this kind of super hurtful, soul-searing shit on their moms. Mm-hmm. I know I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But at least I managed to do it like mostly privately. Like I didn't have friends over when it was happening. And Brenda puts not only her mom in the position of feeling like shit, which whatever, you have a teenage daughter, it's going to happen.
Yep.
Toughen up a little. But everyone else at the table is like just wants to disappear. And Kelly's like, well, she's sort of planning it. And everyone's shooting these glares at Brenda like, thanks a lot. Which yeah. seriously, Brenda. Mm-hmm. And you?
Well, all that aside, you're obviously 100% right. But I would also add, if this thing is... Okay, so first of all, this thing is tomorrow. There was no question that Brenda is planning to be in it, because we already had the earlier scene where Kelly tells her, like, come over so I can show you the clothes. I saved the very best stuff for you and me, so we'll look
right.
best. Fine. What was Brenda planning to do if she wasn't telling Cindy, like, just tell her that morning, oh, hey, like, was she pretending that she's Jackie's daughter, even though Jackie's not going to walk? Like, that makes no sense. Also, if this thing is tomorrow, what is Andrea going to wear? Like, they would have had to have fittings, no? Like, and when we get there, Cindy wears this gown that fits her perfectly, even though she's super tall. I mean, I guess that's standard, but still, there's a lot of logical inconsistencies that don't really stand up. But anyway... I guess they had
I just assumed that either Brenda was planning to walk with Jackie and Kelly mm-hmm. or she didn't think it through, which is
very
like
teenagery.
Brenda.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So Brenda feels like shit and decides to try to heal things, and it doesn't start well in clip 11.
Look, I know I might be a little more down to earth than some of the other mothers in this town, but trust me, Brenda, that's nothing to be ashamed of.
Or to be so proud of.
Sarah.
Are you really in a position, Brenda, to be like, you know, you might consider revising your approach. Like, you just fucking, I don't know. Like, your job right now is to just be like, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. That's it.
Yeah. Anyway. It goes on, and it gets a little bit better from there, and I'll respond to it after we play it. Clip number 12.
Mom, you may not believe this, but you were more Beverly Hills in Minneapolis than you are in Beverly Hills. I mean, if this fashion show was back home, you would probably be running it.
Hmm. Maybe you're right. Maybe I have been overreacting to this place.
So are you coming with me tomorrow?
Honey, there's nothing I'd rather do. Let's go overreact together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, first of all, I don't know what that means. But I will say I like the character detail that it gives to Cindy, that it sort of... It gives us a glimpse of what she used to be like, and that she probably was very glamorous in Minneapolis, and that part of why she's acting like this, or, you know, like... drabbing down, is that she feels like self-conscious, like she can't compete, and you know, anyone who's moved to LA knows what that is like. So I thought that was well done.
I also, this clip points out Shannon Doherty's extremely annoying tendency of like when she's, if it's an emotional line or she's trying to like sell a joke, that she snaps her T's off more at the mm-hmm. end of the line. It's like slowly like Chinese water torturing my soul. I mean, Brenda doesn't make bad points, but throughout this episode, I just keep sort of boggling at her attitude choices in any given situation, that everything's either always about her or she's like, well, now's a good time to give my mom some advice. Like,
yeah, yes.
No, it's really not.
Yeah, you're right. I just thought, I mean, that, but that's also very, like, realistically teenager-y. The what's annoying is Cindy letting her get away with it, but then that's what Walsh's do, as we keep seeing on this.
Yeah.
Over at the Taylor Manse, it's the morning of the fashion show, and Kelly is trying to wake up Jackie, who's passed out embarrassingly in her bed, and when she finally does rouse herself, sitting up in front of this incredibly weird console behind her, which I clipped a picture of because what? It's like got a phone and a keyboard and a screen. I have no idea what it is. Anyway.
Where's your house, NORAD?
That's totally what it looks like. She manages to sit herself up, and when Kelly goes to like get her a washcloth or something, she gets out her little compact and her little vial of Coke, and Kelly walks in on her having a little morning tootle, and that's clip 13.
Mom, what are you doing?
I just need a jump start.
You know that Jack could cut off your alimony if you start using again.
So who are you, his lawyer?
No, but you wouldn't want him to find out, would you?
So don't tell him. Kel, what are you doing to me? I'm trying my damnedest to be Miss Congeniality by noon, and you're threatening me.
Oh, it's not a threat. It's just that you promised.
Okay, I'm sorry, all right? But don't hang me for one bad night. I deserve a little love and support from my own daughter, don't you think?
I don't know. Not really.
I meanwhile, feel like Jackie's making some sort of decent points. It's like, how is Jack, who I don't, is Jack Kelly's father, or Jack is the husband after Kelly?
He's one of the later ones. Earlier in the episode with when she's talking to Nina, she talks about Jack as like he tried to be a father to Kelly.
So right. Okay. So
one of the steps.
Right. Not her natural father.
I think
and
so.
It's like, how is he going to find out?
Right.
It's not like you're posting lines on Instagram.
Right.
And also, like, if she does have to host this thing by noon, like, just let her do a bump and yell about it later.
Seriously.
Drugs are bad. I'm totally kidding. Like, not really. Just yell about it later.
Yeah. So then we're at the fashion show. Cindy has really brightened up about the whole thing. Clip 14.
Sweetheart, you look outrageous.
Truly, truly, truly.
She does.
She doesn't. Shannon Doherty has a perfectly fine figure. We certainly saw a lot of it last week when she went for a jog, but this dress does her no favors. It makes her look really, really wide. It's like weirdly, well, you'll see the picture, but it's not a good choice for her. And Kelly did not do her any favors picking it out.
And the hairstyle is also, I mean, it's not flattering on anyone. I call it the Catherine McKinnon. Mm-hmm. It's that Gibson girl haircut with some stragglies, like Elise Keaton frequently had one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not cute. Yeah. Meanwhile, Cindy has her hair like properly curled. It's not a like frizzed out perm. And
yeah.
She has this Crystal Carrington red number that's like, can't you just take that home and wear that? Because you look amazing.
She looks incredible in it. I mean, it's a very, very, like you said, Crystal Carrington is the perfect analogy because it's real 80s, but it looks great on her. Like she's so tall and so thin that she really rocks it. So it's a good thing that she didn't have to have any fittings, I suppose.
How did she have such short, bow-legged children? Is that all Jim?
It's Jim's terrible gutter hobbit jeans.
Like, they both
themselves.
Walk like they have 11-inch cocks, including Brenda. I don't get it.
Yeah, you're right.
She does, though, I think.
We also get to our first glimpse of Donna's first version of a mom who is not Felice. Her name is Nancy in this episode. And Sarah, do you want to comment on this lady?
I don't really know where to start. I mean, she's fantastic. She looks nothing like Donna.
No.
I think she might belong on perhaps a different television program.
For example?
One that's on Logo.
Yeah. She's
very strikingly handsome, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. And look, I had a short haircut back then, too. And speaking as a somewhat more masculine version of a lady, you really have to be careful what you're doing with the bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff.
But she is as much of a bitch as Felice is when we get to know her. Nancy is kind of almost worse, which is great.
The stink eye is legendary.
She has no patience for Jackie's bullshit. Jackie, by the way, is not even here yet. After a quick, disgusting Jim and Brandon co-ogle of some girl walking out of the luncheon, who's not even in the fashion show. She's just a girl in a dress.
that's right.
Jackie finds her way to the bathroom and Cindy catches her, which I gift, and it's very scandalous. And then Jackie has to come in and Brenda's so excited about introducing Cindy to her and it's awkward. Clip 15.
Come on, Brenda, maybe I should meet her another time.
Why?
Well, honey, she's terribly busy.
Won't you make an effort, Mom? I really want you guys to be friends.
I know you do, but I...
Come on. Jackie, hi.
Oh, darling, you look fabulous.
Thanks. I want to introduce you to my mother. This is Cindy Walsh.
How do you do?
Hello, Cindy.
Brenda's told me so much about you.
Good luck out there. You guys both look fabulous.
I guess she's pretty busy.
It's okay.
I love that line. Reading by Carol Potter, that's like my so-called life-worthy moment. Like the very, very quiet. It's okay.
Yeah, it really... Cindy is like a complete hero throughout this episode. But yeah, they're just like, you know what? That's fine.
Yeah, because Jackie, as soon as she sees Cindy, like they made full eye contact. Like she clearly knows Cindy is the woman who walked in on her in the bathroom just a second ago. So Cindy does a better job of covering for how awkward it is than Jackie, which is a theme for the rest of the episode pretty much, because Jackie goes out to to MC the fashion show and she's way overcoked. She had too many bumps.
As you may have read somewhere around the internet, this does not go particularly well.
Does not. I didn't clip all of the awkwardness, but... I feel like there's enough. So here's the first sign of trouble ahead, clip 16.
Oh, loosen up, ladies. I'm supposed to be describing this evening where it's dangerous.
I think that was a little bit rude.
I think that is my favorite thing about this entire episode is the very carefully mic'd rhubarb, peas, and carrotsing of the audience about, like, I think she's on something, like... That was very well enunciated, guy at table three.
Yeah.
So funny.
I love the idea of those extras being able to play these episodes back later and be like, that was me. I think that was a little bit rude. I said that. That was a total improv. Anyway, later, when Donna and Nancy are modeling their swimwear, Jackie goes off the rails some more in clip 17.
Now, men, here's a funny thing. Men have modeling careers well into their 50s. But then, it's a man's world, isn't it? I wonder if any of you movers and shakers out there would care to tell me exactly why women get so exploited in this town? I imagine there must be one or two of you who could still stand to be with a woman after 30. But maybe I'm wrong. Would you get the damn spot out of my eyes?
Falling apart.
No.
Again.
Oh, okay. Glad I asked.
It's real uncomfortable. In the middle of this breakdown, Nancy gives her the most gorgeous side eye I maybe have ever seen. It's perfectly executed. But yeah, Jackie is not doing so well. And Kelly is so humiliated when she tries to call the Walshes plus Andrea to go again when they've just gone.
She's dropping note cards and it's not good.
Yeah, she's bitching about the hotel staff that wouldn't let them come in and rehearse the lighting. Like, it's just all bad. Everyone is super uncomfortable. And Kelly goes running through the lobby in her strapless dress, which the GIF is on the show page. And she has this conversation with Brenda in clip 18.
I can't go back to school on Monday.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. Not after she made such a fool of herself up there. It's going to be all over the place.
Kelly, people forget,
but I don't. And I can't forgive her either.
Brenda, my mother doesn't love me.
Kelly, that is not true.
What do you know? You have no idea what it's like to live with an alcoholic. You probably think that everybody's family is just perfect like yours.
My family is not perfect.
Well, at least they're sober. And right now, that would be perfect enough for me.
I mean, her family's not perfect because Brandon's in it, so she's right about that.
Yeah. Also, this moment is not about you. Stop getting all offended. She's like, oh, my family's far from perfect. Like, why don't you talk about that a little bit later?
Yeah, now's not the time.
Really not.
Anyway, everyone goes back to the Walshes after the fashion show, and Cindy slightly undercuts her hero status with this non sequitur.
Oh, boy.
19.
My cousin Carrie is an alcoholic.
Neat.
Thanks. Anyway, so the conversation.
And then she just makes it out like it's this miserable life, and she's literally like white knuckling a can of Coke all the time. Like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm. If I started writing an I Can't with this about all the myriad ways in which TV does not get it about this disease.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they're all sitting around drinking coffee, which is also not a super parenting moment by Cindy, but whatever.
Yeah. But in the middle of this. Oh, yeah. So Andrea has come back with them, too, and she has this whole thing where she tells Kelly that seems like Kelly's got it all together and she's got the perfect life, echoing something that David had said earlier in the episode. And Kelly's like, sometimes I am having the most fun and sometimes I know I'm not. And then she says this to Andrea, which is so weird. Clip 20.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
I never knew you were so pretty. Thanks.
What? So is she basically saying, I've never looked directly at you? That's such a weird thing to say.
Yeah, the phrasing is very weird. Like, what are you being honest about? That you never noticed? That you just assumed she was a fugster?
Right.
Taking the glasses off, we do, I think, have a clip of the Andrea sporting every split end in the world.
Yes.
Having apparently brushed her hair for the first time in 3 months.
Still holding the brush in the image, so yeah.
Yeah.
And she's wearing something that would later be in Mrs. Teasley's costume department, I am certain, because it's so frumpy.
Completely agree. What they put her in for the fashion show, which you end up seeing like myriad times in the credits for years after that, is okay. I mean, it's very dated, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, hasn't anyone heard of putting their hair up? Like, this is an actual fashion show? I don't know.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Jim has a keyboard and they're acting like this has been a plot line the whole episode, even though this is the first time it comes up. That's clip 21.
Thank God.
Excuse me. Isn't there another button there?
I don't know. I can't see one. It's this one. I think it's stuck.
Jim, I have one very troubled girl down there, and you are not helping the situation.
I know, Mom. We're in cha-cha hell.
There's something wrong with the rhythm section.
There. Problem solved.
Cindy. Cindy.
They have a gif of this, too, of her pulling apart the plug. She has had it officially with Jim and his bullshit. Jackie comes over to apologize for Kelly. Kelly's not really having it. Jackie is super defensive about all of it. Kelly tries to get her to see reason and understand her side of it. And anyway, it ends in Jackie leaving, ordering Kelly to come home that night, and Cindy hugging her and Brenda realizing, capital, all the letters, how good she actually has it. Maybe she should appreciate Cindy's chicken Diablo. Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, maybe not that.
Well, maybe.
Let's not go crazy here, Tara.
I guess not. So then Kelly goes home and finds Jackie in her room packing. And then I cut a picture of this, too, because I think maybe Jackie has a microwave in her bedroom as well as this console. I stared at it for so long. Please go look at the picture on the show page so that you can tell me whether I'm crazy, because it definitely looks like she's got a wet bar. Like there's a mini fridge in there. But I think it's a microwave and not a TV. I am not a crackpot. Anyway.
If she does have a microwave in her bedroom.
That's kind of awesome.
Fucking brilliant.
I mean, the fridge alone is good enough. Like when you wake up, you're like, I really could use a Diet Coke, but the kitchen is so far. Thanks, mini fridge.
Totally. I assume she also has a coffee maker that's on a remote.
No doubt. Then she's, the reason she's packing is because she's packing for rehab, because she's realized that she's a horrible, embarrassing mess. So problem solved for now, I think forever. I'm pretty sure she doesn't relapse. Spoiler alert.
I know there's some episode in the future where they're at the spa.
And they think she's going to.
Yeah, because her friend Nina, who I think it's a different actress, I think it's the same character, is working there, and Kelly's concerned about that, but then, well, whatever. We will get to it many years from now. And in the meantime, they're about to leave, but video yearbook attrition, David Silver, comes over to, like, sort of be a pest. I was kind of hoping that he would threaten to videotape Kelly's, whatever that was, Laura Ingalls.
Oh, yeah.
Fundamentalist Mormon dress and blackmail her with it, but no, he has brought the tape of the fashion show that has Jackie's melt up on it, and was like, I thought you would want this. And they have a nice moment. She kisses him on the cheek and he pops a tiny boner, and then the Taylors go to rehab.
And yeah, that's pretty much it, except for Brenda realizing once again that she's a shithead, and that's our final clip.
But the way I treated Mom, I feel like such a fool.
You know, the amazing thing about Mom is that she's always there to accept your apology. Kind of like the Rock of Ages, just sitting, waiting patiently.
What? Brandon, I'm sure she'd love to hear herself described that way.
Seriously? The Rock of Ages? Okay.
What? Is that what the Rock of Ages does? Wait for apologies? Is that like the Blarney Stone with kisses?
I don't get it. I don't know, but that's the episode.
Guide me, please.
Everyone's really learned capital L something, capital S. So let's wind it up with MVP. Sarah, your choice.
Well, there are a number of very worthwhile contenders, including whoever wrote the episode and kept the Brandon to a minimum after like 14,000 straight weeks of his Bray face. this was a welcome relief. There's also the first Mrs. Martin.
Yes.
And whoever designed Jackie's bedroom after the Crystal Palace compound for War Games. You're totally right. I hope that's a microwave. But I have to go with Cindy.
Yeah, Cindy's pretty great in this episode. She's what makes it work in I don't want to go too far, but it's as close to my so-called life episode as this show ever gets, I think. And it's all due to Cindy. Good choice. I will give it to Anne Gillespie, who plays Jackie, because she really goes for it with no vanity, and the episode wouldn't work if she held back at all, and she's really great.
She has a couple of listen line deliveries that I'm like, that's a pro, folks.
Yeah, she's great. Even though it is absurd that she was some kind of supermodel because she's like 5'2".
Yeah.
But I guess she was the Farley girl, and if you're a model for something that has such a weird non-designery name, I guess it doesn't really matter how.
Yeah, what was that, hot cereal? It's very strange.
All right, and at the opposite end.
That's a pretty good Brenda imitation, and that's my LVP.
Yeah, she is. She's pretty bad. I'm going to give it to Jim's keyboard for having no reason to exist except to piss everybody off. I wish it was in it more only if so that we could call this podcast episode Cha-Cha Hell, but here we are.
Next time.
Saying that I wanted to is enough, and we are not mad, bad, and dangerous to knowing, because Dylan is not in this episode. Once again, weird ordering alert. Because at this point, I'm not sure if he was even on the show. And that is all.
Next time, Cindy's going to confront the 17-year itch, and our esteemed colleague John Ramos will be joining Tara to confront the terrors of 1990 fashion. Next time on Again With This.
Thank you for listening.
And this is your Flash the Cash DJ, and you're listening to KWBH. See ya!